I'm attending the Alltech Global Dairy and Beef Conference in Deauville, I believe is where we are, France. I have with me Dr. Lyons and Dr. Lyons. So I would start with the elder statesman.
More venerable.
Yes, and you just welcomed us here. Mm-hmm. You have a big crowd. This used to be called the 500, but we can't do that anymore.
No. Well, we have to start since we're in Deauville. And Deauville is the cinema capital of France. Marc, nous sommes en Deauville, en France. Au Deauville, en France. So Marc, this younger Marc, a younger doctor, is constantly, and I like it, correcting me. Papa, you say it this way, you say it this way. But it's extraordinary, Chuck, that yes, it used to be called the Global 500, and I think there's like 1,000 here. And we had to cut it off, actually, say, you know, we need a certain number to get the interaction, but you can't have too many. But if you think about it, we're running from small farms in Normandy where they're like 40 cows, 40, 50 cows, and they have 500,000 cows in total. That means 10,000 farms. And they're all mom-and-pop farms. And then we go all the way to the modern dairy farm in China, and he's got one farm with 9,000 cows, and he's a total of 200,000+ cows. Yesterday we had the Supreme Commander of the British Forces here. The Supreme Commander. Now, why do I bring him up? Because Britain has, between Air Force and Navy and the ground troops, they have 120,000 people. Well, one of the farms that we're working with in Saudi has 120,000 cows. And the Supreme Commander said to me, Mark, he said that, I think actually these cows are better prepared than some of my troops. Which I thought was very funny. He said, at least they'll do what you tell them. So you'll sense a lot of fun, a lot of interaction, because when you're dealing with farmers, it's totally different. They want to know what they can do on Monday and make it happen, and they want to know what to look for. So we'll be teaching them, look, you use our blueprint, and we decided globally to call this the blueprint for success. And with the blueprint for success, you will get more efficiency. Oh, by the way, a simple manure look-see will tell you something has happened. And out of that, you get more milk, you get more beef, you get less health problems, etc. And really, that's a simple message we have to bring to these people.
Well, Dr. Mark Lyons, you are going to be up next after the break, I believe, here this morning. What kind of message do you have for all these folks here from, again, all over the world?
Well, I think the first message is partnership. So the talk is really about how partnerships are the way of the future, and that influence over control is really where we are today. And we see it through social media. We see it through all the different things happening all around the world. And that partnerships, such as the one that we're creating with Nestle, in creating a dairy farming institute in China, which is really focused on providing education, providing the tools and skills and opportunities that dairy farmers in China need, that's the way forward. So we want to tell them about that, but really we want to open it up into a format to say this is the type of thing that we should all be getting involved in, and it's an open format. That's a location where, although Nestle is the leading company, it's open for the whole industry. So you'll see major dairy processors and dairy companies in China, outside of China, that we want to get involved, because we want it to be a reference point in a essentially pre-competitive way, so that really a lot of these things that need to take place can, because we're not dealing with something which is, especially as you get to that farm level, it's not about one farmer out-competing the next guy. It's about cooperation and that's really in sharing, and that's really what the message is.
Your father here spoke about all the countries that have Alltech has developed into, and some of the conditions in some of those. China has been a work in progress. How would you describe trying to develop the company into China today?
Yeah, so we've been in China for 20 years. This guy likes to remind us that he was there long before that, maybe as long as 30 years ago. And so, you know, certainly we have a presence there, but it's a different thing. I think what's happening right now is we were really working with maybe the top companies, and I don't mean that meaning just the largest companies, really the most progressive companies. Now we're starting to have, and indeed this 2 weeks at the Alltech FEI World of Christian Games in Normandy, we've had a number of Chinese companies come over who are very mainstream, very big companies. And they're now starting to say, no, I don't want to just buy products from the guy down the road. What are the world's biggest brands, the best companies in the world? Who are they working with? That's who I need to be working with. And so there's a change that's taking place. And so I think, as always in China, things are extremely dynamic. All of these markets, you know, you've really got to be there. And I don't think that I fully understood that until I was living there, that, you know, the fact of the matter is the meeting that you really were looking forward to got canceled on Thursday. And the guy says, but hey, don't worry, I have twice as much time on Monday. Well, most people traveling in and out, they're already back home. And so it does make a big difference, and you become part of the fabric. And I think that, you know, it's understanding the culture first. Everybody asks, the first question they ask is, how's your Chinese? Well, it's butsua, it's not that bad. It's getting better. But it's understanding the culture first. And I think that's been the big key of trying to create something there, which, you know, it's not about what our results are last year, this year, next year. It's what are they going to be in 2020? How embedded in that industry is the business going to be? And that's all about how we can support it.
Well, before we close here, I'll move back to you, Pierce. We got to mention the World Equestrian Games, which you are the title sponsor for. With this is a different culture in which to hold them from Lexington, Kentucky. We're about at a break time, I understand. Tomorrow is in the break in the competition. How have the games been going? What will these global participants get to do and see when we go over there? Tell us all about it in just 30 seconds or so.
Oh, I think it's been a runaway success. I think the fact it's in a different culture, in fact, helps. The food is magnificent. The eventing yesterday when we went out to see it was superb. Mark's mum, I have to give her a plug, she insisted that the jumps be at a certain spot and done a certain way, and you could not but, you saw Alltech everywhere. And remember, this is also about business.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Wonderful opportunity for us to tell the world what we're about, wonderful opportunity to launch ourselves onto the Normandy farmers. Think about it. There's 10,000 farms in Normandy. Everywhere you go in Normandy now, you see Alltech on the TV, in the newspaper. So for us, it's been an incredible opportunity to launch ourselves forward. If I was the governor of Kentucky, and I'm not, and I don't wish to be, but what an opportunity, what a platform to launch American agriculture.
Wonderful. Well, I am looking forward to get my chance to get out to the games here this year after we go through the next day here at this conference. Thank you, Dr. Lyons and Dr. Lyons, for inviting me in. Looking forward to the next couple days before I head on to Scotland.
Wow, and tomorrow maybe you can have Dr. Lyons, Dr. Lyons, and Dr. Lyons, because Mark's sister, Yefa, is coming in, and she's speaking tomorrow, so you can have the triumvirate, the three musketeers.
Okay, well, thank you. And here from Deauville, I can't say it quite like Dr. Lyons, but I haven't been here long enough yet. So, Chuck Zimmerman reporting. And since